We should be rolling right now, which I, Sean always says to me, well, go ahead and start talking and I'll edit it. And you edit it good, don't you, Sean, or do you edit good? Do you get assistance in editing it?
I do it all myself.
See, that disturbs me. I'm just quoting John Huston in Chinatown. That disturbs me, Mr. Gitz. Did you see that movie? Dr. Drew Pinsky is with me. I'm trying to be very nonchalant, and I'm actually just shaking.
Well, Bobby, it's a pleasure. It really is.
Dr. Drew, how many people do you think you've helped? I know it's a very, it's a tough question. You've talked to millions.
I'll tell you what I do.
100? Maybe 150?
Maybe.
I'm joking.
I know.
Just getting the measure of the man here.
Mm-hmm. What I always say is, mm-hmm. is at the hospital, we admit about two people a day. And that times 365 times mm-hmm. 20 years, that's how many drug addicts I helped.
I think it's great work.
Thank you.
And I want you to know something.
Yes,
I've stayed loyal to you even through that whole Dr. Phil McGraw nonsense that I don't say nonsense, and I know that you're co-professionals. I guess he's a doctor. Is he a real one?
He's a psychologist, but he doesn't have a license anymore.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Was he deloused, or is that not?
Delicensed.
What is delousing?
Lost the license. Delousing is something that we do at the county hospital. People come in with lice.
Oh my God, Steve.
I don't know about delouse.
So why did they de-license Dr. Phil?
I don't know. It's funny.
We can speculate. That would be fascinating, wouldn't it?
Well, it might. I'd hate to speculate, but I saw something about E! True Hollywood Stories where they said it had something to do with some sexual misconduct with a staff member, and then I looked on Wikipedia,
God.
And all that seems to be not really clearly an issue at all. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Probably they had it scrubbed. They scrubbed it.
Can you scrub Wikipedia? Can you do that?
Well, I don't know.
Do you have Wikipedia?
Do I have Wikipedia at my house?
No. I mean, if I look up Bobby, would I find a Wikipedia on you?
Oh, I don't know. Sean Merrick, who is our engineer.
Sean, you just set up a Wikipedia.
Have you set up a Wikipedia for me?
Not yet.
Or do they do that? Or how do you do that? I don't know.
I bet you there is one. I bet if you looked your name bet you'd have one.
I hope it's correct. I know a lot of it, they'll say... If they have the Jay Moore incident, Jay Moore
happened?
And I are very good friends.
Oh,
and
really?
I went to Oakland with Jay.
You went to Oakland with
him? Yeah, the only memory I have of it is one thigh, a man's hairy thigh in a motel.
Jay's?
No, it was black.
Oh.
A black man's thigh. But Jay was there because I heard laughter, and also my face was shoved into the vinyl of the backseat of a cab.
Weird, huh?
Very strange.
What, had you drunk too?
Oh, God, Bobby.
Steve, why don't you keep it? Excuse my husband, Dr. Drew. Are you insecure because Dr. Drew is here, an educated man, an accomplished man? You are too, honey. I love you.
I know, but, you know, Dr. Drew, you...
Well, thanks, Steve. But are you concerned that something happened to her in the back of that cab?
Well, I just don't know about Jay Moore, because then he goes...
Well, Jay's a good guy. Jay's a good guy. I don't know who the other guy was, though.
Jay Moore. The other guy was, I think, a man who is an assistant or the coach of the Oakland Raiders, or maybe a wide receiver. He was either Jay's assistant or a wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens.
Bobby, do you understand that Steve could be a little freaked out by that?
Honey, nothing happened that I remember. Okay.
All right. Well, that's good enough.
See,
he's a good. Well, your husband's very flexible.
Oh, my husband and I. We've been married for how long have you been married, honey?
21 or 19 years.
21 or 19 years.
Can you explain the difference? Why 21 or 19?
2 years.
No. I mean,
wow.
Why?
Get a load
no,
of
I.
You,
good job, but
Dr. Drew, you're a wonderful man, but you're not a scientist, are
not
you?
Not a mathematician.
So, hence, you don't know how to add.
But mm-hmm. 19 or 21.
I'm sorry. You mean that? Yes.
Yes.
Because we're not sure when we conceived Dylan.
Oh.
And I'll tell you this, Dr. Drew. Dylan, we're afraid, might have been conceived before we were married.
Oh.
And so, but we don't remember.
Oh.
So now we've just said, well, 19 or 21.
And you guys were down in Orange County together at the
time?
We
were in Orange County at the time we met. And also I lived there near El Toro because my father was in the Army and he made a mistake. He went to El Toro thinking that was an Army base.
It's an Air Force base.
It's actually the Marine Naval Air Station.
Wow.
And my father said, you know something? I like it here so much. Let's just stay.
Did you stay like over towards, were we living up towards the old folks place there? The Leisure World?
Leisure World.
Were you up near that?
It was Leisure Land. Not Leisure World, but we thought of Leisure Land.
We thought of Leisure Land.
Steve, you two grew up in that area?
Yeah. Well, no, I grew up in Wisconsin. My parent and my father died in prison. God, I'm really nervous.
Oh my God, Steve. What,
Steve. Right. Hold on. Steve, honey?
No, Dr. Drew is... I got a lot of respect for you.
Thanks, Steve.
Everybody will...
All right. Just sit down, honey. Steve's from Wisconsin. The family... Steve, I think you came out here as a middle schooler. A middle schooler or a junior high higher. Because they used to call it that.
While his dad was in prison?
His father just died 3 years ago in Stillwater Prison, Minnesota.
I've been to Stillwater. It's a nice area. I've actually...
Stillwater, Minnesota.
Oh, there's a Wisconsin.
Across the St. Croix River.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's a wonderful lunch place there. Well, I don't want to, you know, but... Hudson, Wisconsin's where the lunch place is. Stillwater's up the river. But Steve grew up where, honey? Never mind. Well, he grew up in Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and his mother is still alive.
But
why
was the dad in prison?
Steve, your father was in prison for armed assault. It was bank robbery. Yeah, and they had an armed shootout. Oh, God, it was on the news. I don't know if you saw it. It was an armed shootout with Wisconsin State Police and with the local, as Steve says, with the Madison Heat. You know, his father was driving a van.
It's intense.
And they had a shootout.
His
father was shot and wounded. If you watch the video, Sean, have you seen the video of this? Sean's seen it.
Where?
He says, I'm injured. And the officer says, I don't care. Let me see your hands. And so his mother sued the Wisconsin State Police.
Wow.
And didn't win.
Oh.
And I went, oh, my God. Are you kidding? Here's a man who's shot up.
Yeah, my father got shot and everything.
Steve, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's okay, but...
And then he spent the rest of his life in jail after that?
Yeah, he died in prison in Stillwater Prison. Steve's mother is still alive, Dr. Drew, and this is very interesting. She, because I don't really care about his father because I never met him. I should have gone to prison to meet him, but the days that we were going to go there, I think they were having the cheese festivals and things, so we never did get over there. Is that bad? You're looking at me like, what a heartless...
Well, I had two
what a
thoughts.
Thing you, what a thing
no,
you
I had
are.
Two thoughts. No, no, no. I thought, well, the cheese took priority over the dad. That's sad. It's
for
sad.
Me.
It's for just, me. It's just
Steve
sad.
Said, I have to go see my father. I said, well, you go ahead, because the Havarti is coming out.
It is pretty good.
Oh, God. With Dill?
But I
mm-hmm.
want to know about the mom.
Yeah. Steve's mother, Dr. Drew, I'll be up, and I'll be adding something on Facebook, and I'll see a message come in. From Patty.
Patty's mom.
Patty is Steve's mother. Hi, I see you're up late. What are you doing up late? Don't the boys have school? This kind of thing, you know.
God, Bobby, it's just my mother.
I'm talking to Dr. Drew.
And Bobby, I'm sorry. I know about Dylan. The other boys?
Dylan, Seth, and Justin, all born 2 years apart. Uh-huh. Dylan's 17. He's our senior. And Seth is our 15-year-old. He's our sophomore.
And you guys are still in Orange County?
And we are we're up in... we live in Western Estates, California. It's near West Hills. We live at the Western...
The Valley.
I was suddenly discombobulated. You said Orange County, and I was, oh.
Well, my wife's from Orange County. She's from Newport. I spent a lot of time...
Bless your heart, honey.
I spent a lot of time in Orange County myself. I was a lifeguard in Laguna Beach, way back.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, best job I ever had.
Well, we're from Seal Beach, but we settled in Laguna.
And Seal Beach... back then was quiet and beautiful.
Very lovely, and very, well, let's be honest, it was working class.
Working class, redneck. who ended up with beachfront property very well as a result.
But the kids that I knew at that time, their mothers were all divorced, and there was a lot of amphetamines. Not that I used it, but Steve did. And I'm not talking out of school, honey.
Oh, I mean, God, thanks a lot.
Well, we have the boys.
Well, Steve, let me talk to Steve.
Steve was shooting up Darvon when I met. Go ahead.
Steve, you have a history of addiction, dude.
No, not so you notice.
Listen.
I got into Jesus and I put it down.
Oh, so are you...
I take one gospel pill every day. God, look at, he's laughing and everything. Not anymore.
Sean's laughing?
Sean was. I used to smoke.
What are you laughing at, Sean? Serious deal.
You're not a Christian per se anymore, although he does listens to Demon Hunter and Attila. And those are both Christian metal bands. But
oh, that's nice.
They're like Christian core or whatever. But you don't listen to that, Steve.
I still listen to Depeche Mode and Duran Duran.
Oh, cool.
Well,
but really 80s,
the Wolf,
80s guy.
I love it so deeply.
But Bobby, when he was using, was that tough for you? Or were you involved with him?
It was exciting. Oh, my God. When I met Steve, here was this strapping, good-looking beach guy. And he says, does anyone want to buy a fake ID? I go around the corner.
So that's how you met him.
I met him, and there he was crushing up Darvon into a spoon.
Did he do Steve?
And I know that that's bad now, but when you're a 16, 17, 25, I forget how old, 31-year-old woman. No, I was 17. You think it's Hollywood.
It seems cool.
Look, here's a guy. Yeah, here's a junkie. Oh. Wow, you know.
That's not so cool.
Is it Jim Morrison? Is it?
I see. You're way back.
Is it one of the Jonas Brothers?
Well, to be fair, back in, when was that? Like the 80s or the 70s?
In the 80s, yeah.
Because the 70s, a lot of shit was glorified. You know, a lot of terrible stuff.
They tell me that. My mother and father, with my father being a military guy, said all of the hippies were scum and this kind of
thing.
Well,
it's not so much that as that things that were not so healthy were, people didn't really realize how bad they were back then yet.
Well, I think so. And that's why we're very, you know, Dr. Drew, I'm so grateful you're listening to me. Usually I do the interview and stuff.
Yeah, Bobby always interview, but you're
interviewing. Well, no, please, so nice. Am I making you uncomfortable?
No,
either
of you? It's
I just have lots of questions for you. I'm fascinated by you and Steve. You're interesting people.
But that you're sizing me up.
Well, I'm enjoying you.
Well, get a load of that, Steve. He's enjoying me.
Well, it's not a sexual thing.
And Steve, I'm enjoying you too, dude.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. I mean, not sexual. Gay or anything not, like no, that. No.
Dr. Drew has a very lovely wife. What is your name, dear?
Susan.
Susan, I know. I know Phil met you. Look at my finger went back almost up my nostril. Did you see that? I was pointing back towards Sean. You didn't see. Sean didn't see.
Come on, Bobby. Get past it.
I'm going to say it. Get past it. This is a big moment. I went and then Sean and my nose flipped back. My finger went back up like that.
It's still there again. It's there again.
I mean, Dr. Drew, his time is money and everything.
No. Dr. Drew. No, my time is yours.
Oh, God. So anyway, Dr. Drew, I'm very much about being a mother.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm very much being about the Homeowners Association president. We have at our home, we have a gated community. We have 40 beautiful homes. And our homeowners association.
In West Hills.
In West Hills. And we want the kids, we're our own elementary school, our own high school, and we want the kids to be safe, you know?
Sure.
I allow myself to drive an SUV, but I don't allow any of the mothers.
Why?
They're big, they're cumbersome.
Yeah, gas guzzling.
They're gas guzzling. You can run a child over and not know it for days.
So let me understand. So as a result of you being the Homeowners Association president, you can determine what vehicles people drive around your community?
Yeah, I'm a real breakout kind of person that way, Dr. Drew.
Good for you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. See, Steve, you see?
Well, a lot of people don't agree on that.
No, but do you see? I like to go my own way, Dr. Drew, as I'm sure you do.
I get that about you.
You're someone who's successful. I think you are successful because you said, you know what? You know, let me just say, you know, this sucks. I'm going to go over here instead of down there. And that's what I did. I went up there instead of way down there.
Good for you.
Other kids went, you know? And I said, let's move up to West Hills. And
so things were starting to spiral out in Orange County for you.
I think for Steve, we got married, right. And my father, being in the military, said, "You want to marry him, then you had better get him into some kind of treatment."
Oh, good.
And then I want to look at him.
Good for your dad. I mean, that's good. Mm-hmm.
And then I want to size him up, get him back into treatment, get him out again. Let's take a look at him again. If I'm not happy, stick him back in there. So Steve had his blood recycled. I don't know, 5-6 times.
Oh, that's.
And how, right, Steve?
Yeah, well, I mean, her father was telling me about what a douchebag I was, I'm nervous.
Steve, do you still have a relationship with her dad? Oh, her dad's
her dad's still alive, yeah.
Do you still have a better relationship with him now that you're all cleaned up?
He checks in with me, like, on Fridays, asks about Bobby, asks about where they are. He wants to hear all their voices. And once he's satisfied that they're still, I don't know why,
my dad will call and say, "Hi, honey." And then he wants to hear my voice, Dylan, Seth, and Justin.
Where does he live now, Dad?
Dad's still down in El Toro with Mom.
Still in El Toro. They closed down the base, though,
right? They closed the base down, but Dad loves it because he loves the whole... He's always making the joke, "I live down at the Y. Ha, ha, ha."
The El Toro Y.
Yeah, the Y. I said, "Where are you eating tonight, Dad?" "Oh, down at the Y. Ha, ha."
I wonder what it'd be...
You know, and I'm like... Whatever.
It is funny.
Yeah.
Except for the rest of people around the country, it's a freeway overpass.
The 405 and
the 5. It's a crazy thing. He eats there? There's something. There's like a mall there now,
there's
right?
There's a mall there now.
Yeah, right.
And Dad and Mom, Daddy and Mommy, they love to eat down at where there was a Schutner's, and then there was a El Capitan. I think there's a Chulo's there now, and an Island's.
Of course.
Do you love the Islands?
Well, I saw there's one outside this building, too. I noticed
that
in the way.
I saw one over here, yeah.
Yep, there's one outside.
And then the one we love is Claim Jumpers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I love clam jumbers.
Yeah, they've got
and
those never-ending drinks.
But Steve and I like Steve and I like to go. We do it upscale. We'll go down to the beach.
Which beach?
We'll go to Newport Beach.
Of course.
And we'll eat at any one of a number of wonderful places down there. You know, we like to remember go to Surf and Sand.
Remember the Red Onion down there on the peninsula?
The Red Onion was so much fun. It was wonderful. But Steve, as long as my father can hear our voices, then he'll say, I don't know why, but Steve makes a joke. He said, to make sure you weren't buried in several different shopping bags somewhere around. Do you think that's what that is?
Oh, my God. You think your father still believes that? I mean, he used to think, you know, if you ever dismember my daughter, have a care.
Have a care?
Yeah. Well,
like, take care of yourself.
Well, yeah, meaning he'd come after Steve with all the safeties off.
Well, it's nice to know that he cares about
his father. My father loves us very much. Yeah, my father was very protective.
And maybe it helps Steve stay sober. It'll give him a little motivation.
Yeah.
Right?
Steve's scared to death of my father.
That's not a bad thing.
And they went golfing one time, and my father say anything to Steve, right, Steve? And you thought it was a great day?
It was a wonderful day. It was so much
just
fun.
Just by not speaking.
He never said anything. I didn't expect him to. And then he...
Well, you don't seem like a man of a lot of words either, so you probably
I talked to him, but he kept saying... Just doing that, and then he'd point to his golf bag and my golf bag and then the trunk of his car, and I got him, put him in. We sat down, and he held up two fingers to the bartender, two beers. We drank about six of those, or seven, I forget, and he grabbed me by the collar at that time.
You were really drunk, right?
Yeah, and he just dragged me to his car, put me in the trunk.
Oh.
And later on, I asked, how come the trunk? And through Bobby, he said, through it, you.
Yeah, he said, through me to Steve. That's what they do to Indians in Canada. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, Steve, I'm a little concerned about the drinking. That's my big. How long ago was that?
That was Bobby's dad.
I know, but you know.
Wow, that's right, because of the substance abuse.
You could re-trigger that. Yeah, Bobby, you got to really watch that.
Oh, he's not allowed to drink either.
No substances.
Well, Steve, why do you say that it's okay?
Because there was a couple of guys who did.
No, and Steve, I understand with working with. Her dad, he's a pretty intimidating dude, and if he says drink a beer, and Bobby, your dad's got to understand that Steve cannot use substances. Just
my father is old school. He's old school Army.
No, I get that. I get it.
Vietnam, and they drank a lot of beer over there.
They did a lot of stuff.
And they would say things like, let's get upwind and let's get nice when they were out on patrol. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Yeah, I don't either. They'd be out on patrol, and they'd say, well, it's time to get upwind and get nice. They blast up a big fat joint and then open up on a sampan.
God damn, Bobby.
Well, I don't know. That's what he said.
That's what
we theorized.
That's what he would say. Oh, my God.
They were up. He said one time a friend of his was up in a, what do you call the jet? The F1 or something.
Back then,
angry. They were looking for a down pilot. Couldn't find him. So they were going back to base, looked down, saw a string of sampans, went ahead and opened the...
Strafed it.
Did the napalm.
Oh, napalm.
Yeah, and I said, is that a true story? He said, no, but wouldn't that be funny? Ha, ha, ha.
Wow, your dad.
So my father has all those stories.
God, you think any of those are true? I don't think...
Me, or you asking Bobby?
I'm asking you. I'm asking you, Dr. Drew. I'm sorry.
I don't know if they're true, but they...
I don't think... That's war crime. Isn't that the war crimes?
Let's put it this way. I hope they're not true.
I don't think so. My father's...
Your dad's got a very interesting sense of humor.
Oh, he's a very, he's hysterical. He's hysterical.
I can see that.
One time we were watching television, Dr. Drew, and it was the War of the World, and it was Tom Hanks or someone running away, and then comes the Martian ship, and it zapped a lady into like globules of blood and flesh.
Oof.
And my father's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. You don't get that?
No, it's hysterical.
Yeah. Well,
He sounds hysterical.
Well, that's what I thought it was. That's what he wanted me to laugh at. So I did. I'm very uncomfortable now. Dr. Drew looked at me as if I belong in one of his clinics.
No. I would just something.
Yeah, Bobby, you blew it. God, you blew it.
Shut up, Steve.
No, Steve, I think
I'm only
fine.
Kidding, Dr. Drew. He didn't do that at all.
No, Steve, I'm fine. Relax, Steve.
Dr.
Steve, I'm cool. No, it's all good. No, Bobby. Something just occurred to me while you were describing that story, your dad. And you've had these interesting men in your life.
Is my father, do you think he's insane? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know your dad.
God, I'm on the radio
But listen, here's what I would like to talk about.
Yeah.
Is you've had all these interesting male figures in your life. What do you want your sons to grow up to be?
Oh, I want my sons to grow up to be just like dad And by that, and also Steve. Steve's hardworking, very committed. My father, very patriotic and hardworking and very committed. Both of them. Steve had his substance abuse. My father has his beers. Well, I think my boys, so you didn't hear what I said.
Not really.
I'd like my boys to be just like their father and their grandfather.
Got
both
it.
Men who are
but not substance
sober
users.
Men. No, no, neither one of them use anymore. I mean, long time. They're both good men and sober men.
That's not what you said.
They're both sober men and good men and hardworking and patriotic and loving.
Dr. Drew, she...
Would you shut your hole, Steve, before something bad happens? And you know I can bring it. See, I can... I do it all the time.
You sort of scared me, Bobby.
She hits me.
Oh, I do no, not...
Shh, please. You understand something. I have a... because of my license, if I hear any evidence or even suspicion of domestic violence, I have to make a report to the state. So if there's hitting, please just think about the reality that I will have to report that if I hear about that.
Well,
at this point, I'll just consider
if you're a friend of ours, do you have to do that?
No matter what I have to do, if there's even suspicion, I'll just consider it hyperbole, Steve, at this point.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Exaggeration. Being hysterical. She's just being hysterically funny. She's being funny.
I think what Steve meant is that I hit him where emotionally,
it
where it counts.
So it's just emotional abuse. It's not actually physical abuse.
Oh, yeah, okay. Jesus.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's emotional abuse.
Sure, none of it's on tape either, I don't think.
Sean's so calm about this.
Sean doesn't care.
He's
who
chill.
Gets her. Sean, we could, you know, you could open up with a gun right now and slay us all.
Yeah.
Which would be a major headline.
Yeah.
And Sean would be there just dee-doo-doo-doo-doo.
I think you're right. He doesn't budge.
He won't. Sean's seen it all.
He's a little nervous. He's a little intimidated by you. Look at that leg bouncing around. He gets a little nervous. He's afraid you're going to.
He's nervous.
I think you can bring it, Bobby. I think you probably can bring it. And I mean that as a compliment.
You do?
Yeah.
I always thought that Sean was impatient with all the boring garbage that he listens to, and that he has the look of a man who.
Well, not on your show.
Not on my show.
No, jeez.
God, no. But
no, he looks forward to this all day.
He has the look of a man who has seen whole villages napalmed and he just this stuff.
Is that what they look like?
He looks to me like a man.
Because you know, I'm not familiar with that.
Have you counseled veterans? Because you
yes,
could talk to my father. Have you?
Well, I was going to ask you. I was. I feel guilty that I'm so curious about you. I have lots of questions.
I'm so happy that you are.
Okay.
Although a lot of people want to know about you. And have you ever? Well, I guess it doesn't matter because you've got far more better questions for me.
Please.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Have you ever slapped a kid across the face, a strange kid?
No.
Just walked up to it and said, you know what? Hi, I'm Dr. Drew. Bam.
No.
No?
Never done that.
Wouldn't that be funny, though?
It would be hysterical,
oh my
to use
God.
Your word. It'd be funny.
Dr. Drew Pinsky today, and TMZ would be there, and then Harvey Levin would walk up, and you'd go, oh, hi, Harvey. Boom.
That would be funny.
That would be cool.
That's hysterical.
Oh, can I tell you something?
Yes, ma'am.
Phil Henry told me, and I better not say. I better not say though, Steve, huh?
Well, don't say who.
Mr. Henry is familiar with the James Garner family.
Okay. Yes.
And they are having a hard time processing the TMZs. I hope I'm not talking out of school. How the TMZ people are down at the driveway.
Now, James Garner just passed away,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did. And he's very beloved of his family, obviously. And the TMZ people put his death certificate on their website, and they were very unhappy.
Well, I didn't see that. I'm not really familiar with the story. So
he died. Yeah, they did. They also were at the end of the driveway, going, "Hey."
Which they're always around.
Yeah.
I imagine they must hassle you a little bit. Don't
TMZ,
they come out?
TMZ, second nature to me. They're always at the gate down there.
No, I was
going to
say they can't get into your community because you're
don't let them in,
right?
And they can't get into the Garner home either. But
the Garner home is the James Garner home, not his daughter Ben Affleck or anything of that.
It's no, this
the dad.
Is this is the dad and the family home.
Right.
And so, what do you do? Like, you know, if it bothered me,
yes.
Which I'm not saying that it does,
right.
But if it bothered me, and I wanted to strangle Harvey Levin to death. Which I don't.
No, of course not.
No,
because making a threat like that would
no,
be
no, I would never want to do that. No,
yeah.
But if I saw Harvey Levin on the street and my instinct was to say, "Hi, Harvey," guess what? Special delivery, boom, bang, boom, up, hood of car, head bouncing off. That's a violent instinct.
Yeah. That's not, you know,
yeah,
we would
Steve.
Never do that.
No, Steve, no. Of course not. Yeah,
but what do you say to people, who, the celebrity, the famous people?
Well, if I were talking to Bobby.
Like me?
Yes, yes. Mm. I think you could learn about anger management. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. Because, well, of course, you wouldn't do that.
Even if it's a provocation.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy, that lady that,
yes.
that gets into legal problems because of somebody provoking
it's
you.
It's true, because that's what they're going to do.
It'd be a big
it?
Headline. TMZ would be all the time at your house. And think about it. You could use the same technique in dealing with Steve, who sort of pisses you off sometimes too, right?
Yes, he does.
You know, it's about, you know.
Oh, wow. You want to bounce my head off a hood?
Yes. Listen to what Dr. Drew is saying.
Yeah, she would never do that.
No, I would never do that. My instinct is.
Right. So it's a feeling. It's just a feeling. I mean, feelings pass. Feelings wash over us, and then they pass. And if it's a violent feeling, you have to be able to use the front part of your brain and go, geez, the consequences.
Wrong move.
Yeah, consequences would be terrible, even though it might be satisfying. There's other things I can do. I can distract myself. Uh-huh. I can breathe deeply. I can manage my feelings other than acting my feelings.
Like my good friend Janice Greeley, she's on the steering committee for the forthcoming fall, summer fall tech, the spring fall. I'm getting over nervous.
Well, it's all that thinking about violence and stuff.
Janice says, why don't you let the TMZs in and they will interview you? And I go, Janice, yeah. Oh, she thinks you're so special. You think you're so special.
Oh, Janice wants to do the cameras in.
I think
they'd be interested in you, Bobby.
I said, what, are you jealous?
No, they want you. They'd want you. Why would they want Janice?
And so Janice says, jealous of what? And that's when I envision in my mind's eye picking her up upside down so the skirt, excuse me for saying, drops down.
Sure.
Bounce the head twice off the hood of my Jeep.
Of course.
Which I've got two Jeeps now. And then drop her so she sits on the pavement with her legs spread like this, like a dumb Cupid doll, just going, God, I'd love to do that, but I don't.
Good.
Because of the advice that Dr. Drew is. By the way, everyone, we're with Dr. Drew. I'm so thrilled. I can't even believe that you're here.
It is a privilege to be here.
And my son said, God, Mom, you're going to go interview Dr. Drew. That'd be like interviewing... you know, it would be like interviewing Hank Hill or something, like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? But that means something to them.
Yeah, because I'm not real to them.
You're exactly. And you were not even real to me. And I've been around, gosh, June Lockhart and a lot of people.
Oh, I bet she was fun. I hear she's great.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful grandmother. And so, Dr. Drew, with all of the dysfunction that you deal with... whether it be with people that interview you like me, what do you think? Go ahead.
Well, I'm not seeing a lot of dysfunction here.
You're not seeing a lot of dysfunction?
No, not yet.
Violent instincts?
Well, the instincts, but you're telling me that doesn't actually happen. Mm-hmm. And so you actually, I mean, you must be uncomfortable to walk around with all those aggressive feelings. I mean,
well, can I tell Dr. Drew the thing that you do that a lot of people say that?
Well, what?
The monthly nude?
Oh, we do our monthly nude walk. Here it is. Okay, let me lay it on you, okay, as the kids would say. Thank you, Steve. Okay.
Well, you got it.
I've got it from here, Steve. We do a monthly nude. We call it, it's a nude walk, or we just simply call it the nude. All of the gals in the community who work out with me and are pleasant to look at, I'm not saying it's, we do a health walk. You're looking at me like it's weird, so maybe, should I?
Well, it sounds a little peculiar, I must admit, but it
well, we
a bunch
walk,
of hot women walk around naked. I mean, that's
well,
kinda...
we do one circle, a circuit of the
within
homeowners,
the gated
within the gated community, nude, and we do it around 4:30, just as the sun is coming up. So if you see
4:30 in the morning,
4:30 in the morning, but it's just as the sun is breaking over.
So there's not a lot of opportunity for cameras to get in there, anything, because it's dark.
Not at all, no. Yeah. And plus, we're so fit.
Yeah.
We want people to see. This is about having the good tight. Okay,
well,
the bun.
You put all that work into it, and you want somebody to appreciate it.
And what we're trying to do is inspire all of the other homeowners, people. And as the sun breaks over the hedge, somebody said our rear ends turn orange from the color of the sun.
The dawn.
I like the way you said that.
The dawning of buns.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cute, but I don't know. But anyway, Steve's got a real issue with that.
Well, I just think that when you see my wife's butt, and it's orange.
Yeah,
it could frighten anyway, a dog, a cat.
But Steve, it's within your little private community at least. So, yeah,
okay, that's what Bobby keeps saying.
Yeah,
but Steve keeps telling me, and his mother on Facebook. So, are you going to do your monthly exhibitionism? And I said, how dare you? We go back and forth like that at night. It's only 4 a.m. when I talk to her. 3:34, she's up. I'm up. And she's, oh, I see the kids look undernourished. Oh, I see that you're still dressing.
It's very disparaging.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And she sits with her Pall Mall straights and her
Can you still get slacks. Pall Malls?
I don't know.
Kind of clever.
Well, Wisconsin is an Indian-run state. Oh, I don't know if you know that.
Yes, yes, of course. Yes,
and the Indians run it.
What is that Indian tribe up there? It's the...
What is it, Steve?
Oh, it's the Aloysius.
Oh, Aloysius and, tribe. Yeah,
and no, the
Algonquin.
The Round Table Algonquin.
Algonquin. Oh.
And they... Dorothy Parker was
an Indian. She was an Algonquin.
Wasn't she?
Well, yeah. There's something about the Algonquin in her, yeah.
Yeah, and so they run the whole state on account of they have the no taxes on cigarettes, and the white people are not allowed to bet in the casinos unless they lose. Oh, yeah. You don't know about that, Dr.
No,
Drew?
Yeah, Dr. Drew, you ought to look into it, and then you wouldn't be so hard on whites. Well, not that you are or anything.
Well, no, so Steve and I see, I bumped it, Sean. Time out. I bumped it. What do we do? Do we roll back? I have to roll back.
Okay.
Hold on for a minute. 3, 2, 1. Blast off. And yeah, so, I forgot what I was saying.
I guess
let's do it again. Oh, I hit it again.